Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is June 2nd, the exact middle of the year, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Air Force falls and fails. Minnesota needs more students. Pregnant men and the ultimate example of failing up. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. The Air Force was testing a new artificial intelligence-enabled drone, which they tasked with destroying a specific target during a simulation. Well, when the person who was operating the drone did something that the drone did not like, the artificial intelligence drone turned around and killed the operator. The Air Force said, quote, it killed the operator because the person was keeping it from accomplishing its objective. A state senator in Minnesota said, we have been seeing declining enrollment on our campuses. Speaking of college campuses, he said, if we don't do something quick, we're at risk of shutting down some campuses. So what's the something quick they had to do? Open up state universities to illegal immigrants. But the thing is, it's not just that these illegal immigrants get to now go to college. They get free college tuition. It's going to be paid for by a program that already exists that gives Minnesotans free college tuition if their parents make less than $80,000 a year. And now that will be going to illegal immigrants. Quote, we want to make sure that when we're expanding opportunities for everybody, we're doing it for all Minnesotans, regardless of background, regardless of their documentation status. Well, of course, it's Pride Month. Notice they took the word gay out of it. It used to be Gay Pride Month. That was just Pride Month. It's really Transgender Pride Month, more than anything. So get ready to be inundated for for a month, not just when you walk into a Target, but everywhere you go. Glamour magazine has a cover with a pregnant man on it. It's obviously a woman living as a man, but the headline is Trans Pregnant Proud. I'm a pregnant man, and I do exist. Just some ultimate examples here of failing up. Two utterly disgraced politicians. The former mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot. She lost her reelection. She is now a senior leadership fellow at Harvard University at the School of Public Health for some reason. Her expertise in health is how she navigated COVID. She's going to be teaching at Harvard. And then Chesa Boudin, who is the George Soros-funded DA of San Francisco, who was so awful, so far left, and such a failure at his job, he was recalled by the people of San Francisco. He's now the executive director of the new Criminal Law and Justice Center at UC Berkeley. Just amazing how these people can fail so miserably and fail up and still make a ton of money. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, perhaps the most important aspect of a free society is justice, a sense of fair play when it comes to crime and civil disagreements. When citizens are wrong, the system must attempt to correct the situation. That goal is paramount. There is no justice in China, Russia, and Iran, the new axis of evil, which will eventually cause serious havoc in the world. In those countries, brutal leaders impose their will on the population. There's no appeal. Justice does not exist. The United States is headed in that direction. because of massive corruption, some of it enabled by the voters. Two examples. First, there is strong circumstantial evidence that then Vice President Biden allowed his family to be enriched through shady payments from foreign governments. Yet the Justice Department, under Attorney General Merrick Garland, is not aggressively pursuing an investigation. That is a corruption of justice, period. And then there are the progressive district attorneys elected by the people who refuse to even bring charges against some violent criminals and drug dealers. No justice in places like Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Los Angeles. Victims of crime can expect little assistance. That's where we are in this country right now, primarily because many American voters continue to support far-left politicians. That's got to stop. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Shirley Robinson, Deltona, Florida. Bill, I've read articles in a Wall Street Journal regarding the debt ceiling. My son advises me that Republicans are cutting Social Security. Can you put your son in the corner? I mean, nobody's cutting Social Security, Shirley. Eventually, they'll up the age, but not for people who are on it now. Mark Welsh, Garden City, Kansas. Bill, you're wrong. Congress has one option to deal with Christopher Wray. They can first find him in contempt, then order the sergeant of arms to take him into custody and sit him in a cell until he complies with the subpoena. No. Mark. So if you go to a website, this is the, and I researched this for you, Mark, because I love you, findlaw.com, F-I-N-D-L-A-W, one word, findlaw.com. They explain that there is no enforcement power within the House of Representatives. Okay? Can't, the Sergeant of Arms can't do anything outside the Capitol grounds. Nothing. Can't put you in a cell. He can detain you if you're on the grounds doing something bad, but he can't go to the FBI office and haul Christopher Wray out. I don't know where this stuff comes from. But anyway, findlaw.com's big explanation of that. George, concierge member, I see a parallel between the FBI's refusal to turn over evidence in the Biden case and the 2020 election. I don't know if that's a valid comparison. It's corruption. There was corruption in the 20 election, no doubt about it. But I don't see it being parallel. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in the year 455 AD, a Germanic tribe launched a two-week attack against the most powerful city on earth. The invasion marked the beginning of the end for an empire that dominated Europe for more than 1,000 years. Here is the story of the Vandals' attack on Rome. At its height, the Roman Empire spanned from northern England to the Sahara Desert. Maintaining order was nearly impossible. Despite that fact, 70% of all the tax revenue went to the Roman army to keep order. By the 4th century, the European economy was falling apart. Unable to bribe their Germanic tribes from the north, Rome gave them land. A powerful tribe called the Vandals quickly grew in ferocity. The Germans invaded North Africa in the year 435, seizing control of the Mediterranean Sea. Economic troubles, corruption, and political instability incited open rebellion in vast sections of the Roman Empire. In 455 AD, the Vandals sacked Rome. For 14 days, the Germans looted the city, killing military leaders and taking civilians as slaves. The Vandals then returned to North Africa and continued to attack Rome for another 2 decades. In 476, the barbarians finally deposed Rome's last emperor, the teenage Romulus Augustus. Without a central ruler, the Roman Empire fragmented into smaller kingdoms. Famine swept over Europe. And here's something else you might not know. Food shortages and widespread poverty forced most Europeans to flee the cities. Less than a century after the fall of Rome, the population of that city went from 1.5 million to just 30,000. Education, literacy, and scientific discovery disappeared. Life expectancy in Europe dropped by a decade. A new era had begun. The Dark Ages would last another 900 years. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.